You're listening to By Design here on RN with Fenella Kernebone.
Indeed you are. Up soon in the field with historian Lenore Coldheart in Canberra, showing By Design around the work of early modern architect Heather Sutherland. And also, what do you think of the star architects of our time? I'll be joined by author and critic Hal Foster. But now it's time for the Design Files, and today it's all about Art Deco with our writer in resident, Colin Bissett.
Art Deco is remembered for its opulence. It's the style of 1930s Hollywood films and Manhattan skyscrapers, Chanel suits and transatlantic ocean liners, lush and plush and exuberant. Australia has its fair share of buildings in this style, where horizontal bands of windows are often contrasted with a staircase tower that seems to thrust upwards like a rocket. There is a confidence here that appears at first to be unlike anything that has gone before. Yet this sumptuous style is more appropriately called moderne, modern with an E, as it has moved away from the original notion of Art Deco. The term Art Deco is derived from the 1925 Paris exhibition of Les Arts Décoratifs, which highlighted the French focus on all that was modern and up-to-date. The look was machine-made and streamlined, even though the most expensive decorative items were often handmade, using silver and real tortoiseshell instead of cheaper chrome and bakelite. The architect, Le Corbusier, displayed a cubic pavilion which demonstrated his concept of the house being a machine for living in. It had a prefabricated look with a built-in kitchen and simple bathroom, which still strikes us as confrontingly modern. At the time, it was thought so shocking that a fence was erected around it to stop people looking at it. This idea of industrialised simplicity took hold, though, and a style was born that looked to the future. And yet, for all its industrial roots and desire for clean lines, surely Art Deco demonstrates that however much we strive for a simple aesthetic, we humans just cannot resist a tweak of embellishment.
Colin Bissett, the last in his series, thank you to him for the moment. He's busy writing some more. Up soon on By Design, you'll hear from critic and writer Hal Foster, all about the connection between art and architecture.